Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Melissa Chu, Director of the Herschel Museum and Sculpture Garden.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. I know it's a very bizarre time this whole year, trying to be an arts organization museum when you can't have people for most of the year. But I appreciate you guys pivoting and finding a way to do something here. So we're here talking about the Talking to Our Time series, where you guys talk to some very, respected artists and individuals. Explain the idea, before we get into the actual people, explain the overall idea. You know, you're sitting there, the pandemic shut everything down. How'd you guys come up with the series?
So, here's the thing. Museums are very much public-facing institutions. We think about our visitors a lot. And so when we closed to the public because of the pandemic, it began to help us to think more carefully, I think, about what we do and how we do it. We've always wanted to be thinking about a virtual museum and how we reach audiences that may not be here in Washington. And so in some ways, this closure, temporary closure, prompted us to be able to reach out to visitors that go beyond the city of Washington. And so we did this in a number of different kinds of ways. Obviously, social media is an important thing, but the first thing we actually did in this time was that we commissioned a number of artists who obviously were continuing on with their studio practice, but we commissioned them to do very short, almost like diary-like videos of no more than a couple of minutes. And we called that the Herschel Artist Diaries. And that was a really interesting kind of chronicle of that first few months of us all living in quarantine. We had similar experiences. It was, for many artists, a very solitary experience. And so we were able to share a number of those videos. Right now we've published 39, where we've decided to kind of continue the series, knowing that we're not out of the woods yet, that a lot of us are still in a quarantine kind of status. And certainly our museum hasn't yet opened. So we're continuing on with that series. But you mentioned our new thinking, which is public programs, talks with artists that we've called Talking to Our Time, which is a series of artist talks, mostly on Zoom. And the idea was, could we allow our visitors to connect to artists and hear from them about what they're thinking, what they're making at this time, while also looking back at some of the previous artworks that we've done. And we just hosted one of them last night with Lisa Niesenbaum, an up-and-coming Mexican-born, New York-based painter whose practice is often categorized more as portraiture. So we really just wanted to be able to connect those who are interested in art with artists at a moment when people may feel more isolated than usual. And the amazing thing about this is that our visitors, our guests, are sometimes even more than the capacity of our physical auditorium at the museum. That's a good thing. We also have visitors from as far away as India and Australia who tune in to these talks. So we feel like it's actually a much greater accessibility to what we're doing than we would have ordinarily.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. You mentioned the one that was last night. Do you want to go through the remaining ones that are on the lineup? Tell me who we got on August 12th.
Yeah, so on August 12th, we are in conversation with Paul Chan and the subject is Art and the Screen Age. And he's an extraordinary artist because he really is a true kind of Renaissance artist. He's an artist, he's a writer, he's a publisher. He's going to be in a conversation with our new curator of media and performance art, Marina Isgro. And they're really going to be talking about an evolving approach to the moving image. He has done all sorts of works, whether it's installation art and video art, and is really one of the most incisive kind of artist thinkers on technology. And so I think I'm super excited about that.
Well, yeah, as a movie guy, I like the concept of that too. Okay. Then moving ahead, Wednesday, August 19th, who are we speaking with then?
We'll have a conversation between A.A. Bronson and Adrian Stimson, and it will be on the subject of art and healing. And the idea is that, you know, this is a tough moment for a lot of folks, and these are two artists who have in their past works really addressed some, you know, unspeakable atrocities around First Nations, Indigenous peoples. They've looked at rebuilding relationships and trust, and really kind of proposing through art ways to heal and move forward together.
Sounds great. Okay, and then the penultimate one, second to last one, on Wednesday, August 26th. Tell me about that one.
Mm-hmm. So that's really with Doug Aitken. And some of our folks in DC might remember a really amazing project we did at the Hirshhorn, which was a video projection onto the exterior of the round facade of our building that was completely activated in 360 degrees with video that Doug Aitken had created and had a sound component. It really was one of those moments that will go down in Hirshhorn history, because we had audiences gathering on the National Mall. We had marriage proposals on the National Mall in front of this work. It was just a real moment when we could see our museum building in a very different way. And Doug Aitken's one of those artists who has both filmmaking and art in his practice. And he's going to be in conversation with our curator at large, Johnny Jetzer, for really looking at how his practice kind of defies genres and reimagines an idea of participation.
Sounds great. And then the last one on Wednesday, September 2nd, who do we have to close it all out? And actually, it's sort of a very timely topic of what's been going on.
Yeah, so the title of this talk is called Monument Lab on Art and Collective Memory. And we're bringing together the curator and historian Paul Farber and artist Ken Lum. Now, Ken Lum is best known as a photographer, and we have works by him in our Hirshhorn collection. And they're going to be in conversation with our curator, Anne Reeve, and they're going to be talking about both their independent art and history studio called Monument Lab. And it works across kind of creative and civic disciplines to think about critical conversations around monuments and collective memory. And I think this is a really pertinent issue at this moment in time, when there's such an active public conversation about monuments, especially, for example, around the Civil War. I'm also thinking of another work that we currently have on display in the museum, which will soon be open for people to come visit again, by Mark Bradford, and it's called Pickett's Charge. And that's all about the history of the Civil War from a perspective of being a Black artist based in LA. So we're excited. I mean, each of these programs actually addresses issues that are really timely, topical, but obviously from an artist's perspective.
Yeah, it sounds great, and I really appreciate you doing it. Okay, well, that pretty much covers the Talking to Our Time series, which we can't wait to hear all these. How do people participate in it? Do they have to register? Is there a cost? Is it free? How do they watch these?
So it's all free, and we just ask that you register to join the Zoom program.
Okay, cool.
And there's a great Q&A afterwards. So, you know, there's a level of participation that I think is, you know, really exciting.
Definitely. And so our listeners know it's every Wednesday here over the next several weeks through September 2nd. But make sure you check the times, because some are at noon, some are at 2 p.m. A couple of them so far, one I think was at 8 p.m. So just make sure you check the times.
Yes, because we also are understanding that people are in different time zones. So we're kind of alternating.
Yeah, you could watch it at your lunch break, or, you know, yeah. Hey, are any of the previous ones, because I know you guys have done maybe like 3 or so already, are any of the old ones available to watch online?
Yes, they're on our YouTube channel.
Okay, great. So they can go back and hit some of the old ones. Okay, cool. So, hey, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you, Jason.